Superfoods don't have to break the budget. Joining us today is Katie King, degree qualified nutritionist and the founder of The Balanced Nutritionalist, whose particular no-nonsense approach to nutrition has seen her featured on television and also in the Courier Mail. Katie here is to burst some of the myths and share simple, affordable ways to pack more nutrition into everyday meals. No expensive ingredients is required. Stay tuned for Superfoods, Super Easy on a Budget, right here on 101.5. Hello, Katie, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Rosemary.
Now, Katie, what does superfood actually mean nutritionally, and is it a term worth paying extra for?
So it's a great question. I mean, it's a term that has been around for a long, long, long time. I think I actually read a book once on superfoods that was published in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's just a food that we essentially recognize as being particularly nutrient dense. So it has, a large amount of vitamins and minerals and nutrition for the volume that it takes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Katie, what mm-hmm. are some of the affordable everyday foods that punch above their weight?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because obviously more recently superfoods has become quite a buzzy word. Mm-hmm. And we've seen different foods take the spotlight at different times. So some of the things that come to my mind are things like quinoa has been in spotlight, chia seeds, acai. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's funny because I referenced that book again from the 70s, and things that they referenced as superfoods was your basic humble pumpkin, you know, your apple. So we don't have to look for a big price tag, I suppose, to benefit from foods that, you know, offer us a lot nutritionally.
Mm-hmm. And Katie, I'm thinking frozen fruit and veggies, they're as nutritional as fresh, are they? And they're often a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing to knock frozen options for sure. Mm. And as we've talked about many times in this segment, Rosemary, it always comes back to seasonal food, because we know that if it's seasonal and fresh, then it's going to have more nutrition captured in it. If it's older and it's, you know, been transported far and wide, been susceptible to different temperatures and whatnot, then naturally it doesn't matter whether it's a goji berry or an apple, like it's still going to lose some of its nutrition in that process. So fresh, seasonal is always going to be the cheapest and the most nutritious, nutrient dense. Yeah. And then, if needed or if wanted for convenience, then definitely those frozen options are great too, because they're often snap frozen at the point of origin.
Right. Now, with that in mind, Katie, what are some of the pantry staples that people should always have on hand for a quick nutritional boost?
Yeah, that's a great question. Beans, legumes, pulses. Yeah. They're ones that I think we come back to them, all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're so cheap, aren't they, really? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to add into your diet. Slow-cooked meals, casseroles, curries, you throw a tin and beans in a few minutes before the cooking time's up. It's so easy. It bulks up the meal. It's inexpensive. Lots and lots of fiber, protein, slow-release carbohydrates. Great food right there. Yeah. Other things to consider in terms of pantry staples, obviously your nuts and your seeds, preferably raw, because often these roasted nuts are roasted in, you know, oils and things that maybe aren't as good for us.
Yep.
Or heavily salted. And don't go past the odd, you know, the humble pumpkin seed or sunflower seed. They're going to be less expensive than your nuts. Things like a really good quality broth powder can be a good option as well. So you'll often hear bone broth powder is a bit of a superfood.
Yeah.
And liquid bone broth can be quite expensive to buy, but some of those concentrated powders that you can get and then you can add your own liquid to, they can work out a lot less expensive.
Okay. And would they not be loaded with salt though, Katie? No?
Look, again, it comes back to reading the label, yeah. But you'll find that a lot of these options are, you know, touted as paleo-friendly and that sort of thing. And you'll find that, you know, people who do go for those sorts of foods are generally wary of added things like lots of salt or preservatives. So they'll generally be kept out of them, if that makes sense. Yeah. But you think about if someone's using a broth or even a really good quality stock that doesn't have preservatives and whatnot in it, they're adding flavour to food in a very simple way, and they're hopefully going to be skipping out on a lot of stuff that would be far worse for them, like, you know, I don't know, heavy sauces or really salty sauces or packaged sauces. So, I'd say beans, I'd say broths, I'd say nuts and seeds. They're probably three good ones to keep in your pantry. And then, you know, when we look at the fruit bowl, it doesn't have to be, you know, anything that costs an arm and a leg. I mean, the humble apple is hard to go past. It's got a really good broad spectrum of nutrients in it. It's great for your teeth. Yep. Lots of fiber. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be rare. It doesn't have to be complicated.
No.
And be everyday foods.
Absolutely. Now, you always talk to us, Katie, about shopping seasonally. And, of course, seasonal vegetables we know are good. But, you know, locally grown veggies are a lot cheaper than ones that we've got from everywhere else. What are some of the other little superfoods? And I know you've just mentioned apples that you probably don't put in that superfood bracket because it's not the in thing at the moment, but it's beautiful after dinner at night to have an apple because it just refreshes your palate and it's quite lovely. What are simple ways to stretch that grocery budget across the week without sacrificing any nutrition?
So you mentioned shopping then, and I think we've talked about this before, so being mindful of shopping, if you want to keep it fresh, you know, at your markets, if you can, or your local greengrocer instead of, you know, the Coles and the Woolworths where you're probably going to pay more money for those fresh items. You'll find that especially the seasonal items are going to be a lot cheaper in your local greengrocer than they will at the supermarket. Things like making swaps as well can make the budget go further. So where a recipe might call for celery, and let's say a celery is $7 a bunch or something, and you know you're not going to use the whole thing, but you can get a couple of zucchinis for $3 a kilo, well, it's not going to stuff up the recipe if you swap it out, right? Looking at also, like I said, some of those things that will make your food go further. So adding a tin of beans to bulk it up a little bit and make it a bit of a bigger serving size as opposed to relying on meat all the time. And we've already talked about frozen vegetables. So, you know, adding some frozen peas in, some frozen corn in, that sort of thing, again, adds a bit of nutrition. Fills the bowl up a little bit more. And again, good for the budget, good for the gut, good for your nutrient levels as well.
And Katie, I'm finding that the frozen spinach is just such a good little addition to almost everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes. I actually must admit I don't often use frozen spinach, but good reminder. You don't have to go and buy your bag and worry about it wilting in 2 or 3 days. You can get that frozen if you're going to add it into food for sure. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you mentioned before an apple after dinner and making healthier swaps. So I think sometimes we just forget how good food and healthy food can taste because instead of having the chocolate bar or instead of having, you know, the bowl of ice cream, could somebody take an apple and enjoy it? Or could they take an apple or a pear and perhaps stew it with some cinnamon and have a nice warm bowl of fruit. There's lots of things that we can do with these healthier foods to make them a little bit naughty but still good for us, that are going to be less expensive and, you know, really enjoyable than the more processed counterpart, I suppose.
I think my next question, Katie, is probably you've debunked that already. I was going to say, is there a myth that you need the exotic ingredients to eat well? And I think we've come over that and said, well, no, we don't. But you might like to go a little bit further into that.
No, I agree. And look, we're always going to see a new superfood. You know, there's going to be something new next year and then something new 6 months after that. And it's not that those foods can't be included in our diets. And certainly a lot of the times they are really nutrient dense, but they're not compulsory. And sometimes when these new things come under the spotlight, we forget about the basics. So, you know, quinoa came in, so everyone forgot about brown rice. Well, brown rice is still a great food. So, you know, don't feel like you have to stretch the budget in order to benefit from good health.
Right, right. Now, before I let you go, what is one small swap that listeners could do this week that's cheap and genuinely good for them?
Grab a bag of apples.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, I mean, they're in. It's cold. It's a cold weather food. We get great apples from Stanthorpe. Yep. You can get them from as little as, you know, $3-$4 a kilo at the moment.
Yeah.
And you can eat them at any time of day. You can stew them. You can turn them into a dessert if you want to. You can eat them as they are. Kids love them. Adults love them. So, you know, some of us just aren't eating any fresh food. So just start with an apple.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's an easy one to start with, Katie. Now, where can listeners find out about you and book in with you, Katie? Because it's all good for us to chat about this, but let's get a little bit more involved, hey?
So my website is thebalancednutritionist.com.au. There's a fair bit of information up there about me, and there is a link to online bookings as well.
Good, good. And that's, pretty simple. I think with that, Katie, we might just say, well, that's a wrap for our superfoods made simple, budget-friendly pantry staples and smart shopping and good swaps that boost nutrition without the expense. Katie King from The Balanced Nutritionist for bursting some of those myths and sharing such practical, affordable tips. If you enjoyed today's chat with Katie, why not get on to 1015fm.com.au podcast and just have a listen to it again. And as Katie said, she's got her website out there. You can go and have a look at that and you might like to book in with her. Thanks, Katie, for talking to us. We really appreciate that.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.